I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather around your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
Nothing beats like the World Cup for basketball for women, which I went to last night.
I know, I saw you on the big screen.
Kudos Bank Arena. So absolutely get out there if you can, or if you can live, you need to just get there.
How good was Ezzy?
Yeah, great.
And Mariana Tolo.
Tolo did well.
I used to watch her when she first made her debut for the Canberra Capitals. Yep. I was working at Wynn Television and I used to cover the WNBL. And every week I'd do the report on the ladder. And they'd all be even every week, regardless of who won, who lost. Because I was looking at the P for played column, not P for points.
Took you, but look at how far you came in the sporting world.
And they say you can't make those mistakes nationally, but you can make them regionally.
Yeah, and you got through it, and here you are.
I don't think anyone ever found out.
No, no one was watching.
We didn't want to be all yet.
No one was watching.
Yes, they were.
Well, clearly
Canberra's
they weren't.
Number one regional community.
If I'd have been watching, I would have tweeted straight away. Look at this idiot. Look at this idiot. Get her off.
Loser.
This is rubbish. I'm switching over.
Yeah, that would have saved a lot of heartache over many years.
Ah, for God's sake. Now. We'll tell you what's causing heartache. What's causing heartache, Ed? Tell us.
Price of petrol.
Yes. And it's going up again, isn't it?
Yes, because the excise comes off.
Well, it's disgraceful.
Labor choosing not to roll it over. Mind you, it's probably a smart decision by them. It's a brave decision. People will be annoyed.
Look, it's going to cost people an extra, who knows how many cents a litre? 15?
I think 20 cents. Yeah, 20 to 22.
And what do they reckon it'll take, like a week to pump back up?
Or they say, that there's cheap fuel still in the tanks, but my money's on Friday.
Yeah. So what we need to do is give people $50 right now so they can fill up their tanks.
100%, mate.
$50. Yeah. Who wants it?
Who wants
$50?
I do.
Well, you're not getting it.
Okay.
But if you ring 131060, you will get $50.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Straight away. And we won't check that you've got a car. We hope you've got a car. But we won't check.
Well, you can put fuel in other things. A heater.
It's true. A mower.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else can you put? Petrol in.
A hairdryer.
A bonfire. You make money otherwise. You can use that money to make money.
Yeah, you can sell the petrol on the side of the road.
Yes.
As people are entering a petrol station, you could be there with your jerry can. Stop, don't try and short just stop me. Well, you could be there with a jerry can with a 10 cents less.
Yeah, absolutely. You can undercut the petrol station.
Tell you what, Josh from Blacktown, plenty of options there. Well done, you got the $50.
Awesome, cheers guys.
Do you have a car, Josh?
I do, mate, yes.
Yeah, good. All right, so it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to fill that car after tomorrow, isn't it?
Mate, yeah, not looking forward to it. It's a V8 too. So.
Oh, God. He's a real man, isn't he?
Are you a real man, Josh?
Yeah, love me cars.
Erin just sparked up here, mate. I can tell you. She really just, she got, oh, my God.
A pep in my voice now. What Josh. Kind of a real man, Josh? Like a boy's boy, you know? Yeah, the boys.
Yeah, footy, pub, you know.
Pizza, like, beer,
all that good sort of shit, yeah.
But looking after your missus. You look after your misso as well, don't you, Josh?
Single, actually.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
Real life.
That's what she was looking for.
Boom.
V8 fun with Josh on the open road.
What are you talking about? You spent last night with my partner.
He can knock down a 10-pin bowl as well. God. Jeez, they stay hit when bloody old Todd hits them. Goodness gracious me.
What about me?
The floorboards stay broken when you just slam the ball into the 2 foot away from where you drop it.
Well, save that. What? You two had a big game.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron.
So the excise finishes
midnight tonight.
Yeah, right.
But you can see, God, they're just abominable and so unregulated. You already see the prices going up like 20% from yesterday. They're just
gouged, don't they? It's just a gouge central.
It really is.
No one gets sin binned.
Correct. Well tied into the NRL.
Yeah, we've got grand final tickets, don't we, Ed?
Do we ever have grand final tickets today? Thanks to FanFest, you can meet NRL and NRLW legends, see the grand final team presentations, plus win a share in over $50,000 in prizes. Martin Place today until Friday for NRL Fan Fest. And thanks to them, we have got tickets to the sold out grand final at some point during the show.
Oh, that's huge.
And we've got Erin's best mate, Peter Volandis, who's the boss of the NRL. He's going to come on. Isn't he, Erin?
Well, I don't know. We tend to text him early and he tends to get back to us, which is,
you know what,
weird.
It's got to be cock-a-hoop. The game is sold out. We were the ones who made sure that the game was in Sydney. He was going to take it to Queensland.
I remember that's that? Why we had him on.
It's the only reason the game's in Sydney is because of what we did on this radio show. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't ask him that on air.
Why not?
Because I suspect it would have had nothing to do with the eventual decision. Well, and I don't want you to be embarrassed on air in front of him.
You know what? He can lie to us if he likes, but we know the truth. But we're talking age gap, aren't we, with relationships because of a very famous coupling that's just occurred.
A potential coupling, Emily Ratajkowski and Brad Pitt.
You've got an update on that.
Yes, that I found myself, not from any publication, but I've been sleuthing.
Huge.
Yep, wait till you see this evidence.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Age gaps in relationships, do they mean anything? I've felt like, you know, people are getting more onto it, especially when the man's older and that, you know, like in movies, my wife always points it out, you know, oh, look, there's such an age gap between those two.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like it. I don't like her pointing it out.
Yeah, you just want to live in.
You just want to live in a world where age doesn't matter.
You can appreciate it.
Yeah.
But and you can enjoy it.
So the new one that's just started, what's the
new
relationship?
Well, Brad Pitt and Emily Ratajkowski is the kind of latest rumoured one off the back of Gigi Hadid and Leonardo DiCaprio. So these two, there's about a 28-year
He's almost 60.
Age gap and she's 30.
Yeah.
So, but she's in Italy and I saw on Instagram, huge, new prime minister for them. They're two president, new leader.
Oh, female.
Very conservative. Very
but female,
right.
Though.
Female,
so
absolutely.
Very woke, which is good. No, I'm happy that a female. Why there should be more women
woke?
Running the world.
Of course, there'd be less war and
exactly.
Just be so more fighting.
I want to focus on the fact that she's
words.
Female rather than that she's far right. You know, she's female.
But isn't woke like just, oh, they're doing that to tick a box?
Well, yes, but I think. With her being far right and then being female.
Evens each other out. So Emily is in Italy and posted photos of herself in a bikini, which she does all the time because she's banging. And she didn't tag who took the photos.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Brad Pitt.
So can you see an outline of the shadow of the person?
In her left
you can see
bikini
the shadow.
Top.
And it looks like Brad's shadow.
It's got Brad's beard. I can see Brad's hair on her thigh. It's a little too much.
Whoa.
Anyway, that's basically my evidence.
Yeah. So you're happy with the age gap. Is that right?
Look, whatever makes you happy. Mm. Whatever makes you happy. I like it when it's the opposite as well. I very much enjoy when the woman's older and the man is younger too. I just think whatever floats your boat.
Exactly. So are we going to come back with a story, a real story from a man who has done plumbing for me? Yes. And he is 64 and his wife is 29.
He likes pipes?
Well, he's made a living out of pipes. But he met his wife in Thailand. Yep. She, as I said, she's 29. She worked at Hooters in Thailand in Phuket.
Yep.
And they're now married.
So are they married or just?
I think they're married. I know he's moving over there. So, but let him tell his story when we come back.
I can't wait.
Yes. So age is just a number. We've established that on this radio show, I think, haven't we?
Absolutely. We're open to whatever makes you happy.
So you're, Erin, you're open to Brad Pitt and Emily Ratajkowski having a good life together, even though there's almost a 30-year age gap.
Oh, it won't last because she's too young, he's too old, but I'm happy for them to give it a red hot crack.
I think it can last. And I've got a man who has done some plumbing for me over my life, and I ran into him recently. And I asked him what he's up to, and he told me that he's about to move to Thailand. Yep. Don, you joined us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Husey.
Now, hey, Don.
Morning.
Now, Don, you met the love of your, or you met the, you've met your partner in Thailand. That's true, isn't it, Don?
That's correct, yes.
Yep, so Now, there's an age gap, isn't there?
There's a big age gap. That doesn't matter.
No, we don't think it matters at all.
No.
So how many years is the age gap, Don?
Well, I'm 64, she's 29.
Yeah.
So Don, I'm fascinated by this story. So how did you meet her? So you met her when you were on holidays in Thailand?
That's correct, yeah. I've been going to Thailand for about 20 years and I met her in the Hooters restaurants.
Yeah, right. And how did you, so you obviously saw her and there's lots of attractive women, I'm guessing, but what was it about her that, like, stood out?
Oh, just, she's a very attractive lady in that. So, yeah, we just sort of clicked and that. I went there for a few nights in a row and, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's beautiful. I've seen photos of you two together and you look like a very happy couple.
And did you ask her out then, Don, or were you a bit nervous or like how does it work?
No, it took a few nights to make, you know, she wouldn't have much to do with me at the
Played hard to get, yeah.
That's right, yes.
You've got a good sense of humour. Did you play on that? Did you do some jokes?
No, not really, no.
I kept it straight, yep. Keeping it chill.
How did you propose eventually?
She proposed to me.
Whoa.
Love that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and you did you take your while to say yes or do you go straight away? Yep, no worries. Let's do it.
No way. Straight away. You know.
Did you get down on one knee or how did you do it?
No, we did it long distance on the phone.
Yeah, right.
And you've got kids already, Don, or anything?
Yes, I've been married before. Yeah, I've got a 33-year-old daughter.
And how does she feel about it all?
Oh, she says as long as you're happy, Dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Wonderful.
So have you planned the wedding? You're engaged. Have you planned the wedding?
No, that's sort of in the process and that when she comes back over before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. So your family will be at the wedding?
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
That's good. And you, Don, you think you might move to Thailand? Is that fair to say?
Oh, in the next couple of years, but I'll probably spend, you know, 6 months in Australia, 6 months over there.
Oh, that's quite a life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And all your friends and family, everyone you know is happy for you, Don. Does anyone judge you? Is anyone going, oh, Don, you're silly or anything like that?
Oh, you always get the one or two and that. But,
jealous, Don. They're jealous.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Don. Have a great time. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you, Don.
Age gap. Bang.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for Don.
Doesn't matter for anyone. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Just live your life and make yourself happy, you know, and in the process, if you can make other people happy, that's an absolute bonus.
Thank you so much. Don't forget.
Powerful words.
So went 10-pin bowling with Erin and her new partner, Todd, yesterday. My family against your blended family.
My daughter and Todd's kids, yes.
Yes. So, yeah.
Well, I just don't, you know, want to.
No, we're not jumping the gun.
A
group of people were there. That's fair enough. Anyway, so afterwards, we might talk about the bowling later on and what went on then. Yeah. But afterwards, we went for Mexican.
We did, which was amazing.
Yes, but
it took a while.
Yeah, the food came out in, it was staggered, which was, got theirs first and then others had to wait a long time.
Three kids got theirs and then there was like 20 minutes later. And by the way, you are so, when Holly was ordering, the pressure you put on her was so annoying. Like you were, have you ordered? Have you ordered? You were really annoying.
Yeah, but we had to get the job done because we had to go to Kudos Bank Arena to see the women play basketball, you know. So we were under time pressure. Yeah. But at one point, your daughter got her food.
Yeah, I ordered. Well, see, she only eats bolognese and hot chips. So I ordered her chicken tacos from the kids' menu meal. And when they came out, I just thought with all the other kids eating, she'd be wet lap, you know. And, of course, anyway, the lady came out with the dish. I said, oh, that's for the little girl, Eliza. She handed it to Eliza and what happened? You tell
Well, Eliza basically threw it back in your face and said, what is this rubbish?
And started
this is,
screaming and
I
crying.
Want chips.
I want chips.
Don't
care how. I want it now. Okay, I do not approve the use of that Veruca audio. But yeah, she lost her proverbial. And she lost her. She mind. Wanted. She's only four. She's still a baby, and she wanted hot chips. So she started screaming, and I'm like, I'm ready to eat my burrito. Like, I don't want to deal with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, luckily for Eliza, my wife had got her food early. She was one of the first that got served.
Yeah, and she so, ate straight away. By the way,
I said eat, and she's like, oh, I can't eat. I said eat. You've got to eat. It's there. Eat. And so she did. Yeah. Didn't offer me one of her cauliflower tacos.
Neither.
No. Yeah. Anyway, she ate, but that left her free. And I said to my wife, can you take Eliza to go get chips? Because Oporto was open. Yes, we thought.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so just up the road. There
we
was
assumed
Oporto.
It would be. It was like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it was open when we walked past it.
Yes.
And so Ed Holly walked off with Eliza. How old's Eliza?
By the hand, 4.
Yeah. And they did not come back for so long.
Like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, potentially 30.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And we thought, what's going on? Have they both been abducted?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I mean, no one left the table, Ed, or kind of went to see or anything. Obviously, we
when
were eating.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it did cross our mind that something catastrophic could have happened.
And I found out that my wife had forgotten to take her phone with her, so she didn't realise how long the journey was going to be.
Yeah.
Because when she got back, she explained that Oporto was shut.
Yep, oh, and then they tried 2 other places, both shut. Oh, but they didn't come back not empty-handed, huh?
So, but they did come back with what made Eliza happy, which was a bunch of huge Freddo frogs.
Those giant Freddo frogs. You know the ones in the servo, not like the little ones, but big.
Oh, yeah.
She hadn't eaten dinner. Big Freddo frogs.
And so, yeah, there were so many Freddo frogs.
Yep.
And Eliza looked happy, didn't she?
Oh, she was very happy. She loves chocolate.
And we asked Holly why the Freddo frogs, and she said that's all that she would accept.
And I get it, because you were kind of perturbed as to why Holly would do such a thing. And I just said to you, that's the power of Eliza. That's what she does to me every day. You cannot say no to her.
Yeah. Holly said that was there was nothing she could do. And my wife's a primary school teacher.
She deals with kids for a living.
Every day.
She could not. She deals with kids older.
Yes.
Like a year or two older. Yes. And she could not deal with Eliza.
Absolutely. She really wanted to get her across the line with popcorn. But Eliza said, no popcorn. It's chocolate or it's nothing.
No, I don't think there was a it's nothing. It was just it's chocolate.
Apparently, Holly also said to her at one point, how about some chips? And, and Eliza said, hot chips. And Holly said, no, they're not hot chips, and they're in a bag, though. And Eliza said, were they in the bag hot, and do they cool down? And Holly said, no, they've always been cool. So
she could have lied. That could have, she could have told her they used to be hot. But anyway, it was, it didn't go down so well with some of the other, well, it went down very well with some of the other children, but not one of the other children's dads.
Well, can we come back and just explore that?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Of course we can.
Let's explore, because you want to hear this.
And I'd love to hear from anyone who won't let their kids have any sweet treats.
Endless crap.
Okay. Hey, we've got $50 fuel cash because the excise is finishing. Prices are going to go up. We want to help you with some relief at the Bowser. Oh.
So last night, my wife went on a mission with Erin's daughter, Eliza, to find hot chips because the Mexican restaurant didn't have any, but everywhere was closed and all they could come up with was chocolate. And so she came back, the two of them came back with about a dozen massive Freddo frogs.
Yep.
And my wife just started handing them to every child in sight. And that caused a bit of an issue, isn't it, with your...
Oh, well, the boys wanted theirs, obviously, but they were still eating dinner and they're fairly healthy, which is good.
But they were very keen on the Freddos.
Oh, they were... Once they spotted the Freddos, that became it.
And your partner, Todd, had to really put his foot down.
Absolutely.
Saying, you're not opening the Freddo.
Yes, you're not having the Freddo.
But the young lad, he was like, it's going to melt.
Yeah, he was worried it was going to melt because there was a heater, which is very clever because he was looking for any opportunity to hurry up the process of getting to eat his Freddo.
But people, because we had to leave and go to the basketball.
Still, when we left and Eliza and I, we all both walked to different cars together, Eliza had already demolished hers and was looking for another and they still hadn't opened theirs. So I don't know what happened on the car ride home, but I'm assuming they probably didn't get their chocolata.
I'll have to find out. Can you ask whether they...
I'll ask, yeah.
Who tries hard, though? Ed, you are pretty good with your kids. They're not eating sugar, is that fair to say? Or?
No, not that much, but it's not like a hard ban, you know? If they get all their work done, like in the yard or they're breaking rocks, then they might be able to have half an M&M. Now, here's Marina from Beacon Hill. Don't forget, all morning it's $50 fuel cash because the excise is about to finish, so fuel's going to $38 a litre. Marina from Beacon Hill... What's your situation?
How are you going?
Hey,
yeah, Marina. We're good. I was so no sugar for the first one. And by the time the third child came along, it was a sugar hit every day just to get us through the day.
Just gave up.
It was nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't last.
Yeah, it's hardly worth it, I think. I mean, my kids, they can have as much sugar as they like. But
they don't actually want that much if they're allowed to.
Absolutely self-regulating.
Yeah, for some kids. But some kids just go hell for leather.
I was a tubby kid because, I couldn't. I just loved it.
Yeah.
Still do.
And your parents just didn't mind at all? They were happy for you to indulge?
they did their... They had a go, yeah. But and then Dad would point out that I was overweight. Thanks, Dad. Oh. You're the one who fed it to me. No, he didn't feed it to me that much. I would find it where I could. You know.
Can't imagine how you got addicted to vaping so easily.
Sam from South Camden. Oh, here we go. Is this a family affair, is it, Sam?
Yeah, it's a sister. She's got two kids.
Yeah.
Slightly older than mine. We went to dinner. She actually ordered them salad. They asked for a soft drink. And she said, no, you can have juice.
All
right. And I just looked at her and rolled my eyes back and went, no way.
Yeah, so your children get the soft drink when they go to the pub, yeah?
Moderation. Yeah,
treat.
So is your sister, is that difficult between you and your sister where she sees what you do and she feels like you're a bad parent?
Yes, it's happened. Actually, we've had a domestic about that, believe it or not.
Does she get those judgy eyes that people get? Because, I know those eyes well.
Yes, I do. And actually, my daughters have nicknamed her Putin, dictator.
Susie, Ed and Aaron. And we will be talking public displays of affection after 8 o'clock as well because there was two competitions going on with bowling last night with Aaron and a new boyfriend and me and my wife. It was...
It got a bit awkward.
Yeah, it did get
it
awkward.
It did, and more for you than for us, but I felt... it was awkward.
All right, well, we'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
But we're doing first name Dakota?
Are we? What? So here we are. You two are the first name Dakotas. People give us a call with their name... unusual spelling of a common name, and you two see if you can guess it. There's $50 per petrol cash all morning for folks as the excise finishes. Here we go. Let's start this morning with Vivian. Good morning to you, Vivian. They're going to start trying to spell your name. Just buzz them out when they get a letter wrong. Okay. Hi, Vivian.
Hello.
Now, is it your name, Vivian, or someone else's name?
It's my name.
So it's Vivian. So, all right. So...
Could you just use the name in a sentence quickly?
Okay.
Vivian, hello, no, Vivian.
Just say
her name's Vivian.
Just say hi. My name's Vivian. I'm trying to get some contact.
Oh, hello. My name is Vivian.
Thank you, Vivian. Vivian. That was most helpful.
All right, you go first.
Okay, Vivian. V I V V I E N E.
Wrong.
Vivian. V I V I A R N E.
No.
Okay. Vivian. V I V Y dash A double N E.
Wrong.
Last time, Vivian, V-I-V, is that right? V-I-V?
Yep.
E-A-Y-N-E.
Wrong.
All right, tell us, what is it? How do you spell it?
V-I-V-Y-A-N.
Oh, we had the Y bit right.
Yeah.
Vivian.
Yeah. Vivian. Yeah. Yeah. It's unusual. It's tricky.
Thanks, darling. That was great.
It's a lifetime of pain for Vivian.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to Burwood and meet Chantel. Good morning, Chantel.
Hi. How are you?
Again.
Hi, Chantel. If you could just very quickly use your name in a sentence.
Yep. My name is Chantel. I'm from Burwood.
Yeah, well done, Chantel.
Thank you.
I'll go first. S-H-A-N-T.
Wrong.
I'll go second. C-H.
Wrong.
What the hell?
Double S, double H-A.
Wrong.
Oh, for God's sake.
Shan.
Nah, tell it. Just go for it. What is it?
Yeah, what it?
How is it?
It's S for Sam, J for Jack, double A. N-T-E-L-E.
A million years no one would get that.
Yes, 100%. I cop it every single day. And I'm almost 40. And for the last 40 years, it's been a nightmare and nobody still gets it.
And what is it like your background, like an ethnic spelling or is it?
I'm full Australian, but I believe my mum was drunk because when I asked my dad how on earth I got this spelling, and my mum's like, oh, the J's meant to be silent. And I'm like, it still doesn't match up. S-Jan. People just don't bother saying my name. They just say the last name, which is Kennedy Carney.
Yeah.
So they just say, nah, sorry.
It's a nightmare.
I said, it's all right. But yeah, thank you.
That's brilliant. My mum was drunk. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's earned $50. So that's
50 bucks. Yeah, 50 bucks. Now, up shortly, yes, we do have grand final tickets to give you before the end of the show. But what is going on between Erin Mullen and the boss of the NRL, Peter Volandis? There's been contact this morning.
Yes, there has.
We believe he has got back to you.
He's replied to my text.
All right. This is all about grand final being sold out and what we can do to get people in the door.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So NRL grand final this Sunday. All roads lead to Acor Stadium. I was out there last night at Qdos Bank Arena watching the female World Cup in the basketball. What a great night that is, and afternoon. You want to go out there and see world-class entertainment? Get to Qdos Bank Arena all week.
Yeah, Lauren Jackson in action, Mariana Tolo, Ezzy. There was some awesome stuff there. Yeah, but you look, we have a thing on the show where we message Peter Volandis every now and then, who's the chairman of the NRL and also of Racing New South Wales.
Yeah, we helped keep the grand final
absolutely.
In Sydney.
We advocated heavily. We got him on and we convinced him to keep it here. And we also had this conversation with him, which I sent as a little audio clip to him this morning to remind him of what he promised our man.
What can Husey do on grand final day?
Geez, that's a hard one, isn't it?
And not show up is an option if that you think that will help.
This will be something different. Why don't we have him in the bunker? That might...
That's a great idea.
Just that clean set of eyes and, it might be just the thing we need.
Certainly I'll outlaw sin bin. No sin bin. So, yeah, no.
What if someone takes someone's head off?
That was a clean hit. Yeah.
Yeah, but his head's lying on the ground.
Well, it's I'm not going to say.
From body.
No, it's an adult game. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. So, anyway, so I sent him that audio clip with this accompanying text. Hello, sir. Did you want Husey to do any training or just rock up? Does he need to wear a uniform or just something smart casual? Mm-hmm. Is there a fee? He's happy to charge charity rate. Mm-hmm. He replied, apologies, just saw message, because he took him a little while. Usually he's right onto it. When I played it, I thought it was a dream. Actually a nightmare. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Then I wrote back and said, you are a man of your word, yeah? And he said, I plead the Fifth Amendment. Actually, 6, 7, and 8 Amendment as well.
It's not America, mate. It's Australia.
We
don't have amendments to our constitution.
Someone's a little off.
So, is that it?
That was it. Do you want me to call him?
Big fat donuts. That's what he's given me.
Absolutely.
After all we've done for him and his brand.
Giving you a Harvey Norman, no interest.
Can't even get tickets to the game.
Wouldn't have thought so. Sold out, bro. I mean, we're giving away tickets to our listeners, so you could suck up to whoever wins today's tickets potentially. But yeah, look, he's some days he engages, other days he sends messages with a finite end.
You know what I'm hearing there? I'm hearing the game's sold out, don't need to try anymore.
And that's exactly what I'm referring to.
On.
Yeah, it doesn't need us no more.
Nah.
Mind you, he is the other organisation he runs, the Everest, is doing something special with us soon. So we do like him a lot.
Oh, well, we engage with him. Obviously, we're friends, but, you know, we thought we were friends with benefits, but it appears the benefits have stopped for us.
He's married.
We're all married, you know. Being married, if everyone's married, everyone has something to lose.
Beautiful.
What? Something to win is tickets to the NRL Grand Final, thanks to NRL Fan Fest, which is on this week. Hughes is heading down there to pretend he goes for the Eels, and you have got yourself some tickets coming up before the end of the show. Now, news up shortly, and then it's Alpha Bucks. More clues to get you to that $10,000 at 8 o'clock this morning.
And then identity theft. We're going to talk to someone who's had their identity stolen and the nightmare that ensued.
This will blow your mind. You have to listen to this.
So, but the Optus data breach is freaking everyone out. I'm a customer. Ed, you're a customer. Aaron, you're not at this point.
No, I used to be, though. Actually, over 5 years ago, so I think I'm safe.
But what about when your identity gets stolen? We've heard from Warwick, who was, you played in the news, Aaron.
I did, yeah, Warwick, who was on Channel 7 talking like this.
Everyone is ripping the goodness out of our country, and these scammers need to be stopped.
Now, that resonates with so many people, especially Belinda, who we've got on the line. Belinda, your identity was stolen a number of years ago. Is that true?
Yes, it is, unfortunately. I was one of the victims of my wallet being stolen. Very innocent, you would think. But, my life was turned upside down.
So where did they steal the wallet from?
At a supermarket, from my bag.
So what, you were kind of looking at groceries, and was it an amateur job or a pretty sophisticated?
Well, hard to know, because the good thing about cameras in supermarkets, they're all deterrents, so they could never find the victim. But I had two young kids at the time, and, you know, distracted as you are, my wallet was not exposed. They actually lifted my bag, went in and grabbed it. Thinking, so straight away went to security, deleted all my cards, and thinking nothing of it. All good, just, you know, they stole a little bit of money. I never carry cash anyway from my wallet, and I thought, all right, I was just... But I was wise to make a police report because, you know, it was a nice wallet.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to make a police report just in case, because, you know, someone's stolen something from me. And it was probably, it would say, you know, about a month or so later, I started getting all these fines in the mail. And I was thinking, what are these from? They're not my red show. So they started by, hiring cars in my name.
Yeah, right. So using your license to hire cars.
So basically, of what you've got in your... In your wallet, you've got 100 points of ID.
Yeah.
So you have your Medicare, your Medicare card, your credit card, your bank card, and your license. So they online, you can really do anything with those points of your ID. So yeah, I had the worst one probably was an account opened with Optus. Funny enough, which I already had one. And it was a $4,500 bill.
Yeah, right. And so it's all adding up into your name. And did that affect your credit, your credit record?
Oh, yes, it did. When I went to try and get a home loan, I couldn't. They said I owed all this debt. So to clear my name in terms of my phone bill, I had to go to the technology ombudsman to get that cleared because Optus didn't believe me. They thought, so it was, yeah, it took me probably, I would say, nearly 2 years to get this all sorted. It affected, I went to, on a work trip, went to go and hire a car. My name was blacklisted.
Yeah.
So that was embarrassing.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about, like, these are all the kind of financial, logistical, practical impacts. What about mentally and emotionally? How much did it impact you?
Well, it was... Quite, it does impact you because I couldn't get a home loan. So it affected me being able to just kind of live a normal life. I also was worried about the fact they knew where I lived.
Yeah.
And I had young children. So I was always at fear thinking someone's going to come to my door it's not just about, you know, you think a simple thing of stealing a wallet.
Yeah.
You didn't think, and the police would call me constantly. Checking on things, but I think they found the person. But it took about 2 years to get this all cleared. But I ended up having to change my name.
God, yeah.
Which was the only way to be able to fix it.
Yeah,
so,
to think that 12 million people have had their identities, you know, basically stolen, almost similar to Belinda, as in with driver's license and other forms of ID. There's no wonder this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a massive deal. Thank you, Belinda. Has this happened to anyone who's listening to us? 131060 lines are open. Have you had an experience of this? Your identity being stolen? You're having issues in this area? Love, because as we know, it's 10,000 people a day now getting their stuff released. So 131060 lines are open. We've got $50 a petrol cash because the excise is finishing and fuel's going up to $19 a litre. So 131060 lines are open. Have you had an experience with your identity or someone in your family's identity being stolen?
It's
we'll speak to you
next. Good warning too, isn't it? For,
absolutely.
It is. How to be careful and avoid it.
Definitely.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Identity theft leading to trouble. Optus, we know 12 million people have had their details stolen. It's true, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely it is. And 10,000 a day are being threatened to be leaked, and some already have been. It's awful.
We've been inundated with calls, haven't we? People are experiencing this.
Yeah, crazy. We have, including Fiona from Maryland. What happened to you, Fiona?
Oh, guys, okay. So I'm going to try to condense it down.
Yep.
When I was 19, I used to keep my wallet in my glove box. Very silly decision, but, you know, young and dumb.
Yep.
And it got broken into. And so didn't think nothing of it, cancelled all my cards, all of that, got a new driver's license. So this was, 10, 15 years ago. And then a couple of months later, about 18 months later, I started getting credit cards in the mail that I had not applied for. So then I called up all those banking institutions, cancelled all of that. Luckily, none of those cards were activated. And then after that, about 2 years later, I got a bill from Optus for about $2,500 for a handset that I hadn't bought. And then about 6 months back and forth of emails with them before they finally relented and understood that it was ID theft. So they let it go. But then about 5 years after that, I had debt collectors after me that I didn't know about. The only way I found out was when I went to refinance a home loan. And so I had to do like countless stat declarations. Thankfully, I did a police report when the wallet initially got stolen. So I had all this paperwork that had proven that my ID was stolen, XYZ had happened. So it was this paper trail that had proved all these things had happened
to
me. It was a nightmare. And because of that, I'm just constantly in a panic state every morning and every night. I check all my bank accounts. I check my credit cards. I'm such on high alert. And this has been going on for about 10 years. And like the previous caller said, pretty much the only way you can get away from it is to change your name, but that is a massive, massive process in itself.
And it's your name as well. Like, God, that's awful. But it's stressful.
But when, we've heard the reports where Optus are going to pay for people to get their license changed, So hearing Fiona's story and Belinda's story, you've got to do it.
Absolutely.
You have to get, if you're an Optus customer, change your license. This is going to be, but it will take so long. There's millions of people need to do this.
And this doesn't just, it's not like something will happen next week, then your life will go back to normal. If you're someone who is compromised, it lasts for years. So get onto it. You two boys as well, starting with you two.
Yeah, great chance to change your name. I look forward to hearing your new name tomorrow.
I reckon you should go with Pubert.
I know you're obsessed
Pubert
with Pubert.
I love that name. Why won't someone name their child Pubert?
Because it's disgusting.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
All month we're doing it. We're springing love back. We're, what do we do? We're re-firing up relationships that have been around for a while.
Yeah, things get stale. We come in and we get them going again.
We had Melissa and Liam, who we gave a night at a hotel to, and they got jiggy with it for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah.
That was incredible. So I'm personally trying to refire up my own relationship. Me and my wife have been together 20 years. So we had a date night a couple of weeks ago. It was the first date night in ages.
Mm-hmm.
But last night we went bowling. We double dated, really, didn't we?
Yeah, we did indeed.
Double dated with Erin and her partner, Todd. We hit the alleys. Is that what you hit?
Yeah, the alleyway. Absolutely.
We've got a video that we put up on socials. We got some audio going on that. Just listening. Some of the thought happening. Yeah. Absolutely. So our kids were there as well.
Mm-hmm. It was 5 versus 5. So my daughter, Todd's kids, your kids.
Yeah. So At one point, a child who will remain nameless said to me, look at those two, they're kissing. Yes.
Oh.
So that child looked at me like, yeah, what are you doing? They're kissing. And the people that were kissing was Erin and her partner.
Well, I'm just, in my defense, I was the recipient and Todd was the giver of the kiss.
What, you didn't reciprocate?
No, absolutely I did, but he...
Well, it takes two to...
I think he instigated that particular kiss.
All right, so, but I was left thinking, what can I do after this kid shamed me by saying, what are you... He looked at me like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because Holly's just kind of standing there like a, you know, spare beep at a wedding, you know?
Right, so I then decided to kiss my wife.
Yeah, that was really awkward.
What?
Well, she kind of, I don't know, like it was similar to like when Beck Judd and Tony Jones on the... When she farewelled Weather.
Once she got her mind...
Google it, by the way, any of our Sydney listeners. It's probably one of the greatest things you'll ever see.
Once my wife got her mind around what was going on, she did
engaged. And then you guys were sitting on the couch. You had your arm around her. I actually captured two photos of it, which I'm going to show you now. In both photos, it looks like Holly's trying to escape. So that's the first one where she's reaching out to your son for help.
No, that is not escaping.
And then that's the second one, she's... in motion, trying to get away.
No, she was involved with children, but it's not an escape situation. But you and your partner were putting the pressure on. The public display of affection was wonderful.
Well, see, at one stage, I did say to Holly that I felt your family had more synergy because you guys have clearly been together for a long time, the five of you. And she said, well, yes, but Todd and you would probably be nicer to each other.
What?
Yeah, sorry she said that.
That we're being nice? You guys are being nicer to each other?
Yeah, as in like she was saying like, yes, our family's been together a long time, but Todd will probably be nicer to you.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. Oh, she's just doing comedy there.
She didn't laugh.
You know what? We went I tried to, later on, we went to the Kudos Bank Arena and we're there watching the Women's World Cup and the basketball. And you know how they had kiss cam? and I really cuddled up to her hoping to get on kiss cam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was really like, come on, let's do this.
And what was she doing?
She wasn't as into it. But I'm saying if the camera comes on us, we are going for it.
Can I make an observation?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I said this to Holly, the way that your children, and this is not a dig at you at all, because I know they love you, but the way your children adore her was really beautiful to watch. And they love you so much too. But just the way that, yeah, they love her.
No doubt. She's put in the effort.
She has. And it made me think, like, maybe you should invest too at some stage.
I have invested. I was there.
I know. But she's a beautiful woman and her kids adore both of you.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
There's a lot of touching with them, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not as.
You're not as physical touch. I'm not as physical touch. And they don't go to you for physical touch, but they go to you for strength and inspiration.
They go to me for money is what they go to me for. All they go to me for.
But she is such an incredible mum, and it was beautiful.
All right, but we want to talk. Do you know someone in your life who is there family members who are really up for the public displays of affection?
Because it makes it awkward for the other people. At my family home, I'm always the affectionate one generally, depending on which relationship I'm in, but none of the others are. Like my sister and her husband don't really touch. My other sister and her husband don't really touch. My little brother and his partner, Dan, touch a bit.
Yeah.
But we're always the biggest touchers. And I feel like it makes it awkward for the others because their partners are sitting there going, oh, God, she's going to be annoyed at me now because we're not touching.
Yeah. So are there people in your family or in your group of friends or in your work colleagues who love to get physical with their partner?
Okay. 131060 lines are open. We've got $50 to help you relieve the pressure at the bails out because we know the excise is ending. We know it's going back up to $2. So 131060 lines are open. $50 petrol cash. Public displays of affection. Who is doing it around you?
Susie, Ed and Erin.
We're triggering people with our talk about public displays of affection. Kate from Brookvale, this is resonating with you, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, it definitely does, guys.
In what way, Kate?
So pretty much I'm in a group of about 10 people and we're all in relationships and everyone but me shows PDA. Yeah.
And is that, are you the non-PDA shower or are you with someone who's kind of anti-PDA?
He's anti-PDA, and my love language is physical of touch.
Yes. See, I love it. I love touching, and I love publicly people who I'm with showing me that they love me and they want to touch me and they're proud, and that's so important to me. So how do you deal with it?
Oh, you just have to sit there and cop it. You'll just we'll be around a circle and everyone will be, you know, on each other's laps or making out, whatnot. We're just kind of sitting there looking like we're best friends.
Oh, the on the lap stuff is tough to take.
I love that too.
So if you go in for it, does he recoil and sort of back away from you?
Absolutely. We've been together nearly 4 years and people think that we're still friends.
Okay, Kate.
Yeah, well, maybe we need to spring love back.
We need to get, what's his name, Kate? What is his name?
His name's Cade.
Cade. Kate and Cade.
I know.
Maybe that's the issue. Would he be interested, Cade, if we were to maybe get a little bit involved? Would he be open to our involvement in helping?
You know what? I'm sure he would love it, actually.
Well, we're going to try to get Cade on before the end of the show and see if we can see what's going on with this dude. Yeah? Give it a go. Yeah,
absolutely.
Deli M tonight, NRL will anoint the number one person. A number of people will get anointed.
Yeah, they're doing for the first time the men's and women's will be awarded at the same time.
Yeah, great.
Televised live on Fox, which is amazing. So, yeah, it's a great night. Everyone gets dressed up, lots of spray tans and, you know,
you were awarded. Stuff. You got an award a number of years ago, didn't you? You were the number one person on the night. What happened?
Well, the Daily Telegraph wrote the next day that I was best on ground.
Because of your what? What'd you do?
Well, I'm assuming it's because I had some joy.
You got hammered.
I did not get hammered.
But you were like really...
I had a few drinks. I was a little bit tipsy.
Did you storm the stage or
no,
what did you do?
It was like 9 years ago and I was at a table with Anthony Milford and his dad.
Yeah.
Peter Sterling was at my table as well. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous. I was a bit nervous.
And you hadn't eaten much?
Probably not.
Probably starved yourself for the event.
Starved myself, but I could have. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. There was a lot of pressure those early days. When I first got to Channel 9 and went into wardrobe department, the lady told me they had nothing that fitted me.
Yeah.
I wasn't like a size 6. So, look, it was tough.
Yeah. So, to compensate or to cope, you drank?
Yeah, which I don't recommend. I wasn't like, why, you know, like, oh my God.
Do you remember everything that happened that night or was it a blur?
Yes. No, I do. I remember everything. And I didn't even go to the after party. But for some reason, I think it was part of a thing that they had against Channel 9, you know, it was part of a, they obviously were using me to hurt Channel 9.
Were there images that were broadcast of you being inappropriate?
No, I was loving.
Did you try to pash anyone?
No, that's disgusting. I hugged a lot of people and I think
hugs went for too long?
No, I declared my love for some of the coaches.
Any in particular?
I think Wayne Bennett.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you elicit some emotion out of him or?
No, he likes me. He's always liked me because he and my dad launched a book at the same time.
Yeah, right.
So he calls me the general's daughter. And yeah, so I think the left side of his top lip kind of went up by a degree, I think.
That is big.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Did you kiss him or did you?
No, he smiled. Like as in, oh, right. It wasn't a full smile, but he, you know,
do you go
just twitched.
Does he go in for the kiss or not?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But anyway, let's not focus on that part of my Dally M history. I've been to every Dally M since, except, oh no, there was, I didn't go that last one. I went to the last one, but then I left very
early. Did you ever host of the Dally M's?
No, because Foxtel are the broadcasters and I was with Channel 9.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. But you would have done some.
But it's a fun night. And it's, but it's
you
also.
You done some interviews afterwards, did you, for the footy show? Did you like.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Try to get drunk footballers and, you know, get them to say silly things.
Shame them.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Brendan Favola style.
Yeah. Who of all the NRL players who's gone craziest that you've seen over the years?
I reckon Corey Parker.
Oh.
Had a big one year, potentially. Or that could have been a dream.
Okay.
It's a real, Corey Parker had a big one in a dream.
It's a real value add segment, isn't it?
Great night.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, what
anyway,
do you want
to have a great night.
Have a great night.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.